Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I help you today?
Maya, your name is?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Brad Jonas. I am calling because I've got charges all over my credit card that I have not authorized from your company.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. So let's first access your information. What would be your zip code?
You already have my information. The girl just took all my information.
I still need you to verify your zip code and name.
Are you shitting me? 80922, Brad Jonas.
Please don't use profanity on the call, sir, or I have to disconnect
the call.
Don't
make this more difficult than it is.
Please don't use profanity on the call, or I have to disconnect
the call. I didn't use profanity. I said, don't make this more difficult than it is.
Repeat the name and address, sir.
Brad Jonas. You didn't ask my address. You had zip code. 80922.
I need the address.
5890 in Stone Circle. You're going to make this get ugly.
Thank you. Give me
one
moment.
Colorado Springs, Colorado, in case you didn't know it.
Thank you. Give me one moment while the system still loads the information.
Yeah, why don't you get a manager while you're at it?
I am one of the supervisors here located on the floor, sir.
Okay, well, let's get a manager above a supervisor.
There's no one else I could transfer you to.
Well, then,
so
well,
I
then
located
you
the account
straight.
With the generator. Do you remember paying the postage for that generator back on September
26th? Nope. I'm going to complain. I'm going to file fraud charges with my credit card already because...
Have you,
you
disputed the transaction
five
with your bank
charges
already?
On my account. So
did
you
already
get it
dispute
off
the
of
transaction
there.
With your bank?
Huh?
Have you already disputed the transaction with your bank?
No, I just saw this because I've been sick and I just was going through my statements and I just saw five charges from you guys and I called and she said, oh, well, we can't remove those. So you guys either get it removed from my account or I'm calling my credit card, and I'm going to file fraud charges on you. It's that simple.
Okay, so it states you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership.
But I didn't
upon
understand
that membership,
what you
it states you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon
I don't
that
have
membership,
a membership with you.
48 hours later, it's a recurring billing fee each month.
Nope.
If you don't remember placing an order for the generator, did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
Nope, I did not, and I did not.
Anyone else that lives in your household you gave authorization to?
No.
Okay, so we can go ahead and start the fraud investigation here on the account, and any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But I did cancel and refund back the transactions to you. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email to verify. Anything else?
No, I just want this taken care of.
The request is in place. If there is nothing else, thanks for calling customer support.
3 to 5 days, so I should see something or I'm going to be calling you guys back.
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Yep.